Welcome to the bread detection hops. Ah, oh, fuck. I messed it up.
Welcome to the bread detection hotline. This time, late night episode. Late night for Mikey, not exactly late night for me. As of the time that we are recording this, it is 11:37 p.m. So, rookie hours for me, but, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, man, I've been going to sleep pretty early. This is early for me. I usually go to sleep at, like, 1.
Fool, I go to sleep at 4.
That's because.
That's because like I have not, like I have insomnia.
I don't know what that is. I'm. Okay, so this is gonna be a pretty short episode. We're not as you can tell, we didn't do the normal intro. That's because I don't want to wake up my parents.
Oh god! If my mom wakes up, I'm gonna get beaten to death. I just hope all of you know that.
I do have the one thing to talk about that like, I guess is actually being prepared, but okay. So, it's about the Illuminati. Now,
I haven't heard that word since fucking 2013.
I haven't heard it since like probably 2017, 2016. I feel like everyone has had a point in their life where they watch either Shane Dawson conspiracy theories or just any type of conspiracy theory.
Fuck Shane Dawson. Hate him.
But yeah.
So, I don't have a reason. I just fucking hate him.
There's this conspiracy theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the Illuminati is like fucking like they just want a one world government. So like they don't want like all these different types of government, like,
I mean,
North Korea. Yeah,
if that's what they want, then like I'm in the Illuminati party.
Like, doesn't that seem like a good idea though?
Like, yeah, I mean, like, world government. As long as there's a lot of like, as long as it's just like not one person in control, and there's like a lot of different people there.
Yeah, so like it at least it's like one group, but it's like part of the same government instead of being like one person ruling over.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, everything, like, going on right now, because, like, if it was, like, one whole thing, everyone can, like, think about it and brainstorm and fix it.
Exactly. Since, like, if it was, like, all the world governments combined, like, maybe not North Korea. They don't really need a...
I could think of a different one that might not probably be good to include.
What?
Rhymes with ran.
Oh yeah, I ran. Or Saudi Arabia,
or that.
You know, let's. The motherfuckers in the UN.
England.
Fuck England. They can. No offense to no offense to listeners from England, but I fucking hate all of you. I hate all of you. I hate England. I hate England. Fuck you and fuck your chips.
Shout out our England listeners.
Just kidding. I love England.
Only our England listeners. Anyone else from England can suck balls. We're not racist.
Yeah. But like, you know, the civilized governments.
Yeah.
So like, The UN, and I apologize to any civilized country out there that is, like, tiny and, like, we don't know about. It's just, you're not on the list, you know? Anyway, so, like, maybe not France. I think the world has progressed past the need for France.
I think France is, like, I don't know. I read
France
like
has served
somewhere.
Its purpose.
What has France done?
Feel
like they only like brought in like baguettes in the game, and then they just like disappeared.
Bro, these dudes chopped off their king's head, brought in a few baguettes, and dipped.
A few croissants, and then they're like, nah, let's move to Canada.
And then what the fuck has Canada done? Have we progressed past the need for Canada yet, or is that just kind of like France part
two?
Well,
listen, we can't take shots at anything at Canada because Canada like
Canada's paradise, bro. Yeah, well, I mean, I actually have a friend from Canada. He lives in this place called Surrey, right? And,
Oh, fuck. My iPhone just
so,
woke up.
Do you want to know the most Canadian thing I've heard from him? Do you want to know how people get jumped where he lives? They get fucking bear sprayed.
What?
Okay.
Bear sprayed.
Okay, so he lives in, like, this really shitty part of Canada, right? And he's told me, like, you have to fear getting fucking drive-by'd where he lives. And if not, you might be jumped by, like, a squad of kids with bear spray and airsoft pistols. Because they don't have guns over there. You know, it's fucking Canada. But they have airsoft guns, and bear spray is like pepper spray made to knock out a bear.
What?
It's kind of crazy.
It seems...
I told him. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I told him.
I feel like kids and like most teenagers in general are just dangerous human beings.
Yeah. His most recent troubles is there's a gang of 12-year-olds that want to kill him.
How old is your friend?
He's 15.
Oh God. Yeah. Just a gang of any like age of teenagers versus one person is not.
It's like 6 12-year-olds. They're planning to jump him with bear spray.
Jesus Christ. I think I understand why army recruits go to high schools now.
Yeah.
They're vicious.
They're like, hey, you kid, you ever jump someone with bear spray? You ever been jumped with bear spray? You want to join the military? I see you don't got very good grades. What do you mean you can fix them? Of course you fucking can't. You're bound to be homeless. What do you mean school isn't your learning style? Shut the fuck up. You're gonna be a worthless human being. Might as well sacrifice yourself. Come on, join the military. And they're like, okay.
Join, help your country.
Help your country dies during boot camp.
Oh, you're a failure. Imagine like coming like military guys go to your school to like say like, oh, you're a failure, so come join the military, and you join the military and they just treat you like more garbage.
Deadass call you less than human during training.
It's like, oh, at boot camp we respect you, we give you all the perfect training.
Thomas Jefferson type beat.
Dude, like, I feel like kids are like, teenagers are like one of the most dangerous like species.
Yeah, because they have three different emotions, all of them fueled by insane hormones: violent, bored, and horny.
And dude, and then powered with Monster energy drinks. Oh God!
And then you combine all these things, you get the perfect thing to put into the military.
I'd rather get sacrificed and thrown into a jungle to like find a civilization by monkeys than rather fight 6 12-year-olds.
Welcome to Monkey Land. Welcome to the jungle.
Do you ever think about like how different like everything would be if like there was a different animal or something?
Imagine if there was something above humans. Like an intelligence.
Oh, dude, we wouldn't be like in any, like near any place we are now. Because, like, humans would, like, fear, like, let's say it's like a rabbit fearing a human. The rabbit wouldn't get anything done because it fears of something else.
So you're saying that if humans weren't here, rabbits would be the fucking top of the food chain?
No, I'm just using it as an example. Like, if there was something like that had more power than humans, it would be seen as like a human versus a rabbit.
Yeah. I guess that's true. So you think humans would be like hunted for sport?
Yeah.
And then there would be like human safe areas, but they wouldn't allow us to know that shit. Otherwise, there'd be no humans in the hunting area.
Yeah, because like I was talking about like.
Or do you think if there was something with a higher intelligence that we would get along with them? Because intelligent creatures have a tendency to respect other intelligent creatures, like an adult respecting an intelligent little kid.
It would depend. Like, let's say there's another form of life out there, and they happen to visit Earth.
Okay, what if these motherfuckers are like 3 foot? What if these motherfuckers are like in the bodies of koalas, right?
Oh, then we would obviously win, unless like they have like some sort of body protection armor,
or you know, like mega guns,
or yeah, mega guns.
Cum cannons.
But like I mean it, like when I was saying like how different everything would be if like one thing would change, like in school, instead of a cow saying moo, like it roars or something, and then like us kids would like fear cows or something.
How the fuck you guys going and get your milk? So we have a special military team that goes and extracts the milk.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Huh. Lactose intolerant ants.
I get it because you mixed up the word.
Yeah, lactose and taller ants. You get it? It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny. Like it's supposed to be said lactose intolerant,
but instead I said lactose intolerant ants, which makes it funny.
Yeah, because you didn't say it like lactose intolerance.
Yeah, instead I said it like lactose intolerance.
This episode is going to suck.
Okay, well, I have a question, okay?
Okay.
Do you think that... I don't know how to say this. Do you think that we have any more need for the French?
Depends. If they give us money, like by listening to the podcast, then yes, we love the French.
Oh yeah, give us more pennies,
dude. We reached $2.
Yo, for real? That's wait. Hold on, let me count. One, two. That's like 15 listeners, right?
I think so. I think we have like 15 listeners and 227 plays.
That's a poggers. Yo, so imagine somebody's just like looping and giving us money.
I listen to the podcast so we can get an extra penny.
Oh, yeah.
I've listened to the first episode 40 times.
Bro, I'd say this anchor's gonna fucking take us down.
I mean, we have plenty of listeners. I definitely don't use a VPN to go to Canada, Germany, Belize, Ireland, London, and America.
London is definitely my city. London is my America.
Oh, here's a good question. What do you think was YouTube's peak?
Leafiest year.
So like 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Filthy Frank. Filthy Frank. That was his peak.
Oh, dude. Yes. Dude. That whole like era of like edgy and dark humor,
that was the best.
It would never get topped.
You know, Leafy made a comeback, right?
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, he makes like 3 second videos, and he always ends the video with talking about how with like fucking H3H3 talking about how he would never be able to survive, and it instantly plays an ad.
Yeah,
he times that shit so perfect.
Dude, I feel like YouTube, like obviously me, you, most kids aren't like as invested into the platform.
Yeah, like there was a time where people were invested as hell.
We're just seen as the audience. We're not like actual creators in it.
Uh-huh.
But you can like obviously tell like how like everything is changing and like,
all right, you can tell how shit YouTube is for the creators.
Yeah.
Like you can't curse, like.
It. I think that would depend on the person, because like.
Well, Leafy gets away with cursing, so.
If it's a rich person, and they don't care about YouTube money, then they'll like obviously curse or whatever.
Bro, motherfuckers demonetize people for saying like fuck or something, but then they let YouTube videos like how to put on a condom stay.
they'll literally promote like a Nicki Minaj music video, but once you say hell or heck in a video playing Minecraft or something, you get demonetized and like your subscribers don't get to see it.
YouTube. You see, honestly, that's why I think that creators should move on to Pornhub where there's no censorship. For real.
Well, I mean, you also got to see it as it, like, the majority of their audience is kids.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, welcome back to my Pornhub channel.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Pornhub video. Today, we're going to be playing Minecraft.
No, there's probably going to be like a new upcoming website. It's like the thing about YouTube though is like it's YouTube, so like nothing can compete with it. So like as much as people hate the platform, that's where all their followers are. So like they can't just like move on to a different platform and then get their like those same subscribers to that platform.
Huh. Honestly, probably a lot of YouTubers thriving off of me, like, having subscribed to them when I was, like, 5 years old. I have a question for you, Mikey. How do you think our views would go if we actually did 10-minute podcasts or, like, 15-minute podcasts and we did them every day?
I think that'll be short and simple, just like every girl likes it.
Uh-huh.
I've heard.
Unless it comes to penis size.
Wait, that's not the same thing with penis size?
I hate to break it to you, Mikey, but the 3-inch pounder ain't gonna make it. Unless it's an Asian. Hey, you still have hope. Oh, he's gone.
Damn it.
Michael, there's still hope. There's still hope. There's still hope. There's still hope. Have you ever heard of Asians?
What?
Asians, bro. They're used to that stuff.
I mean, yeah, but like, I mean, if you're Asian, you got like, it's like you got one negative thing, but you have like so much more positive shit.
Like, bro, you're from anime land. Like,
you have intelligence.
I know, bro.
You
got intelligence.
You got intelligence.
You got intelligence.
Intelligence.
You got 14-year-old fangirls for Korean music.
And then just a small penis, and that's it. That's really all.
I mean, like, there's some motherfuckers that get lucky and have all of the above, you know? They have, like, a massive fucking bonker, wonker, bazonker penis, right?
Yeah.
And they're intelligent, and they're Asian. Bro, wait until the K-pop fans look up the average penis size in Korea. They're gonna fucking flip.
Dude, there's just something about K-pop stans on Twitter.
They're a different breed.
Just like mostly K-pop stans, but like just any type of stan. Like, yeah, I get it. You can love this person, love their
music,
whatever.
Do you want to know what the word stan comes from?
What?
It comes from the Eminem song Stan, about a guy that kills his wife and commits suicide because Eminem doesn't write him a letter back. People are identifying themselves with that ideology over somebody.
That's just so stupid. Like, I can't see, like, something like that. It's just, like, yeah, sure, you can, like, support that person or whatever. Just, like, you shouldn't put them before yourself.
Exactly.
Especially
with online personalities, like putting your online personality as somebody else. Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, dude, speaking of online personalities, I had this, like, weird thought, right? So, you know, like, role play, like, right?
Oh, God.
No, listen, listen. I'm not like gonna get into it, but like, do you think like that could like actually mess with someone's mind?
Yes, I do.
Because like, let's say it's probably already happened, but like, let's say some person like gets really into it, and like they forget who they are,
Yeah,
and they just see
that's the
themselves
thing.
as. Isn't that like it's I would say it's sort of like split personality, right?
Well, I think more of it is it's adapting to a personality that you've created for yourself, which is actually a big issue that I had like up until like 8th grade. I think I talked to you about this. Like, all of us had a fucking terrible time in 7th grade. Like, 7th grade was like the fucking low point in like my personal life.
Yeah. I can agree and disagree with that.
I mean, like, I'm not gonna bring up anything that me and you have talked about back then, but like, shit was bad back then. And one of the issues that I was recovering from up until like 8th was that to get friends, I had literally like just like made like a ton of different like personalities for myself, and I acted different around every single person, and then I fucking forgot what the original one was, so I fucking panicked and like continued that panic for a while up until like I fucking merged everything together and I'm happy with who I am. Fucking inspirational story, you know?
Yeah, I think like that's with a lot of people, like especially if you have so many different types of friend groups where you don't act the same way. Like you
Exactly.
act one way with one group and then another way with another one, et cetera, et cetera. And like I feel like that definitely could mess like up with your mind.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you can always get through it. Some people are just like good with it. They have enough like different stuff and they're okay with it, but like
Yeah,
don't
because
know.
like
It's just like
se
identity is a weird thing.
yeah, because like 7th grade for me, like if I didn't move here, I would have already been in middle school by 6th grade, but since I moved here and like the whole school district thing, it's different. So 6th grade counts as elementary still, and I met new people there, so like I made new friends there. And going into 7th grade, I didn't have any classes with any of them, so like in my mind, I wanted to hang out with them, but like I sort of didn't find a reason to. 'Cause like, so like then I had to make the decision to either stay with that group or like make like find new people to hang out with,
Exactly. And
and like that's.
that's what got us that's what made us meet.
Yeah, that's when I met you. That's when I met Joe and everyone else. And like, I can agree with you, like how like 7th grade could have been like a pretty difficult year, but I can also like disagree and say like that was like one of the best years of my life for like school because I met new
Oh
people.
yeah, absolutely.
I met new friends who like I consider like family, like you, Elliot, Deontay, etc. And like. As much as funny as it is, that whole drama with quote quote Snake, like as much as drama it was, I found it extremely hilarious. Except that one time I got threatened by someone to beat me up.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna say his name, but I haven't seen him around the high school. I'm pretty sure he's at the.
Yeah, he's in high school.
He is? I've never seen
Yeah,
him.
me and him had a confrontation once. Pretty recent, like probably like
Oh
2 weeks
shit! How
before
was it?
school
How
ended.
was it?
Well, it kind of seemed like he probably forgot about it. He's like, "Oh, hey, what's up? Haven't seen you." And then I was just playing Mario Kart Tour because I'm lonely. No, but yeah, I feel like for me, 7th grade was like a good way to bring me into middle school. And then 8th grade was a good way to continue it.
Yeah, and high school has been good so far. And
Yeah.
I've luckily barely gotten in trouble. I got in so much trouble in middle school. That can be
'Cause
another
like
story because I'm actually gonna have to go in a second.
Oh,
So
okay.
let's wrap this up here. So thank you for listening to this very short episode of Bro Detection Hotline. this is probably going to become a more common thing because this is fun as hell to do. Just like short late night episodes.
Big facts.
All right.
Thank you to Anchor. Thank you for listening. Make sure you share this podcast. And since quarantine,
I still have not listened to the podcast. Goodbye.